Hey there, beautiful people. Welcome back to ADHD, but make it spiritual. I'm your girl, Laura Bennett, and today we're diving headfirst into something seriously juicy, empowering yourself with positive thoughts. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Positive thinking, isn't that a little cliche? Trust me, it's not about slapping on a fake smile and pretending everything's sunshine and rainbows. It's about cultivating a mindset that supports your unique brilliance, even when life throws its curveballs, which, let's face it, it does sometimes, especially for us ADHD folks. Ever felt like your brain is a relentless chatterbox, spewing out self-doubt and negativity faster than you can say squall? Yeah, I get it. But guess what? You have the power to rewrite that narrative. This isn't about ignoring the hard stuff while pretending problems don't exist. It's about choosing how we respond to those challenges. Think of your mind like a garden. You wouldn't just let weeds take over, right? You'd nurture the good stuff, pull out the dandelions, and create a beautiful space that flourishes. Your thoughts are the seeds you plant in that garden. Choose wisely. So, how do we actually cultivate these positive vibes? Let me break it down for you. 1. Recognize those negative Nellies. The first step is awareness. Pay attention to your thought patterns. When you catch yourself slipping into negativity, call it out. You'd be surprised how many times that inner critic is just a grumpy little voice that doesn't even know what it's talking about. 2. Challenge those thoughts. Once you've identified those negative thoughts, don't just accept them as truth. Ask yourself, is this really true? Is there another way to look at this situation? You might be surprised by the empowering perspective that emerges when you step outside your comfort zone and challenge those limiting beliefs. 3. Practice gratitude. Seriously, make time for gratitude every day. It could be as simple as appreciating a warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, or a good laugh with a friend. Focusing on the good stuff can shift your entire perspective and create a ripple effect of positivity in your life. 4. Embrace self-compassion. We all mess up sometimes. That's part of being human. But instead of beating yourself up over mistakes, treat yourself with kindness and understanding. Remember, you're doing the best you can with the tools you have. Practice self-forgiveness and move forward with grace. 5. Visualize your success. This might sound a little woo-woo, but hear me out. Visualizing your goals and dreams can actually help manifest them into reality. Imagine yourself achieving those things you're striving for. Feel the emotions associated with success. It might feel silly at first, but trust me, it works. Think about the time you were totally stressed out, maybe a deadline was looming or a project felt overwhelming. Remember how your mind raced and anxiety spiraled. Now imagine approaching that same situation with a calm, positive mindset. You're more focused, resourceful, and confident in your ability to handle the challenge. That's the power of positive thinking. Here's a real-world example. Say you have an important presentation coming up. Instead of freaking out and letting those negative thoughts take over like I'm going to bomb or everyone's going to judge me, try this. Visualize yourself delivering that presentation with confidence, clarity, and even a little bit of pizzazz. Imagine an audience engaged and impressed by your ideas. You're earning it. The shift in perspective can make all the difference in how you feel and ultimately how well you perform. Remember, friends, you are capable of amazing things. Positive thinking isn't about ignoring reality. It's about choosing to focus on the good, cultivate resilience, and empower yourself to create a life filled with joy, purpose, and success. Ready to take charge of your thoughts and unlock your full potential? I want to hear from you. Share your biggest takeaway from today's episode in the comments below. Let's inspire each other and keep that positivity flowing. And don't forget to subscribe, share this podcast with your loved ones, and join me tomorrow for another dose of ADHD, but make it spiritual. You got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.